This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jenks with a deep breath. He okays the sign. From the stretch with a runner at second. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Palmeiro. A ground ball past Jenks up the middle of the infield. Uribe has it. He throws. Out! Out! A White Sox winner and a world championship! The White Sox have won the World Series, and they're mobbing each other on the field!
This was a great ball game tonight. This is as good as it gets. The Sox are world champions in Chicago. Go crazy!
The celebration is on the mound right now at Minute Maid Park in Houston. On Wednesday, October 26, 2005, the White Sox have won their first world championship since 1917.
Well, that is the dream to get to call one of those. This is Spiegel & Holmes, Judson Richards, and Lou Kanellis in for Spiegs & Lawrence today. The man who made that call joins us now on 6-7 of the Score, John Rooney. John, what's it like to hear that call back for you?
Oh, great memories. It really is. And that was the last call I made for the White Sox. And then I sat down afterward because I jumped up like Farmio and everybody else connected with the White Sox. And it ran through my mind that Roland Heeman, the terrific general manager and great baseball executive who has helped so many people in front offices all over baseball, he was back with the White Sox. He was working with Kenny Williams. But that late night on game three, the game ended after midnight, and it was on Roland's birthday. And then the next day was Roland's birthday, and they won the World Series on that. So I was so happy for him thinking about that. And all those White Sox fans who had waited and waited and had their hearts broken with a 94 strike when they thought that that was a team that could win it all. But to have all that going through your mind and then watching the celebration, just so happy for the guys. And to see a lot of them, we just came out on the bus. They have an autograph session going on. I'm doing a Q&A with John Garland and Neil Kotz here coming up in a while. And just kind of watching the finish of the Cleveland Sox game. It's going on right now, the first game of the doubleheader. But I'm really excited to be here and see everybody again. And brings back a lot of great memories. But to hear that call, it's one of those that, you know, some people never get the chance to make a call like that, whether it be in an NCAA Final Four or in a Super Bowl or World Series or an NBA championship, and I've been so blessed.
Yeah, I was going to say, Runes, and thanks so much for taking some time with us, and I'm so happy you're in town. You know, John, also the voice of the St. Louis Cardinals as well, but you were part of the White Sox family for 18 seasons, and as a Southside kid, as a White Sox fan growing up, I learned to love John Rooney, and then you and I had the opportunity to work together for ESPN over a number of years calling Conference USA basketball games, and we've been great friends ever since. I'm just so happy you're in town, John, but you've done so much. I mean, you've called World Series before. You've been part of Final Fours. You've done so much over the course of your career. But realizing what a World Series did for Chicago back in 2005 with the White Sox. Obviously, it happened 11 years before the Cubs won that World Series in 2016. Can you relive? Can you go back to what it meant to the White Sox fans back then, and specifically a good friend of ours, Ed Farmio?
Well, I mean, think about it, Lou. We've lost Farmio. Dave Wills isn't with us. He was part of that broadcast crew doing the pre and the post game. I've lost my partner, Mike Shannon, in St. Louis. Ben Scully, Jerry Coleman, they passed on. Bob Uecker this year. Tim McCarver, he isn't with us anymore. And we've lost a lot of great ones. So when thinking about that and thinking about that World Championship and what it meant to generations of White Sox fans and the people who have come after that to hear the stories about the 2005 team, I know what it means to them. And I've talked to so many fans since arriving in town today, and I talked to quite a few when I was out here at the rate, it wasn't 3 weeks ago, the Cardinals were playing here, and talked to so many fans at Wrigley Field about that 05 year last weekend when the Cardinals played up here over the 4th of July. It means so much to so many people, and they still talk about it to this day. I was seated in left field behind the bullpen, or I was in the upper deck. And from all the people I've heard from, Lou, I think we had 256,000 people at that game. the last one, home game they played before they went down to Houston and won it down there.
Hey, it's Lou Canales. I am Judson Richards in for Spiegel Homes on a Friday. We are joined by John Rooney, voice of the Cardinals, and called White Sox games for 18 years, including that final call for the 2005 World Series White Sox team. And John is in town as we are recognizing 20 years removed from when that happened. John, I'm sure over these last couple of weeks, and especially the last few days, had some time to think about Bobby Jenks. We got to hear it in your call there. 44 years old, died of stomach cancer. Can you share what you remember most about, you know, Bobby? Somewhat late arrival on that team. Didn't get called up till what was it, June or July? Didn't have his first save until August, and then was on the mound for that final game.
Nobody saw Bobby Jenks coming. And that finished off what the Cardinals, what the White Sox needed. And the Cardinals had a pretty good guy in Adam Wainwright, who did much the same thing to come up as a rookie and close games. And that's where I was going with that. Nobody really expects those guys to blossom like that. And Bobby Jenks was a great guy. And I've been saddened ever since I heard he was ill. And I heard that he was going to try his best to make it here for the reunion, and so saddened when we got the news of Bobby's passing. But I got to spend some time with him, and he was a delight. But nobody saw that 100-plus mile-an-hour fastball, that 90-plus mile-an-hour breaking pitch coming. And if you had the lead going to the ninth inning, his teammates knew it was ball game. It was over. And he was a delightful person, and he really made it happen at the end of the game, that's for sure.
John, I know that the White Sox are going to have the unveiling of the Mark Burley statue coming up in, what, about an hour, 4:30, 5:30, if I'm not mistaken. Tell me what right. Burley meant to the organization back then, and should Mark Burley be in the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown?
Well, I'm the wrong guy to ask about the Hall of Fame because I don't have a vote, and I have my opinions, of course. But Mark Burley, to me, is a Hall of Famer with what he was able to do coming out of the bullpen. You were doing pre and post games at the time, Lou, and I hated to see him come out of the bullpen. He was so good. He was a guy who was kind of locked down in his role, but even greater as a starting pitcher. And getting to know guys like Mark and Robin Ventura, if they walk down the street, you wouldn't really know they're baseball players, but they get on the field. They put their spikes in your neck to beat you, and that's what I enjoyed about the competitive nature of players like that. And Mark Burley, if he found a situation where he could get deep in a game, he was a fast worker. We had a game here, and I was working for Fox that day, where Ryan Franklin, who was later a closer for the Cardinals, was pitching for Seattle against Burley. And I told the Seattle manager, Mike Hargrove, that morning, you guys could probably hit happy hour and catch a show somewhere early, because these guys aren't going to be out there long. It was like an hour, 41-minute game, and the White Sox won it on a couple of Paul Konerko home runs. That Mark Burley was amazing, and when he had the moment to pitch no hitters, he finished them off. And he finished off the opponents, came in, and finished off the Houston Astros in a game after he had to come out of the clubhouse and get out there and pitch a long, long night in Game 3. it was just great to be around him. And he had me in a headlock after the world championship. I was down in front of the dugout on the field, and somebody got a picture of that, and I had that blown up. And I think Mark's signature, when he signed it, is about, maybe a half inch high on this big poster. But no, that's something I'll always treasure, that photo.
It was like the built-in pitch clock, but before we got to the pitch clock in today's game, John. You,
we don't need a pitch clock. If the umpires call strikes and the pitchers attack the strike zone and the batters stay in the batter's box, there's your time of game right there. But so much is going on, adjusting batting gloves and one thing and another, and a pitcher stepping off, playing a cat-and-mouse game with a hitter. And I think the pitch timer was well-timed in coming into the game.
John, what do you remember most about covering an Ozzie Guillen team?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I started covering Ozzie Guillen when I got here, and he'd come over from San Diego, and Ozzie could tell you everybody who's in the stands. He'd look up there, he'd know everybody, where they are, what they're doing, but when the pitch was ready to come in, he was laser-focused, and he could play. He was having one of his best seasons when he collided with Tim Raines in left field in that no-man's land area where somebody's going to get hurt, and it cost Ozzie a trip to the All-Star game, but what a terrific competitor, a guy who was a joy to be around. But I remember Ozzie taking a lot of pressure off that 05 team when the gap narrowed to next to nothing in September. He put the pressure on him. The guys then took over, and they just finished up a great regular season from there and went into the postseason. But I really had a feeling that team had a better than even chance of winning the World Series. Was when El Duque got three pop-ups in Boston with the bases loaded. Veritek, Graffinino, I know they made the first two, but those three pop-ups leaving the bases full, and they were able to finish off the Red Sox. Who knows, if Red Sox get a win there, it might be a different series. But that's when I looked at Eddie and said, you know, something special is going to happen around here. And sure enough, it did.
John, before we let you go, I'm going to ask you about the Cardinals. But real quickly, only because you brought up the pitch clock, what are your thoughts on the All-Star game next week in Atlanta using the automated ball strike system?
I like it. I like it a lot. I liked it in spring training, and it didn't add that much to the time of game. The only thing it did cause was a problem opening day when we weren't using it and the guys were still tapping their helmets or hitting their caps wanting a challenge, and the umpires had to tell them, keep doing that, you're gone. I'm not sure they care much for it, but I thought it kept the fans engaged. You see the result up on the scoreboard quickly, whether it's a ball or a strike or goes for the call or against it, and then you move on. And I'll be interested to see it in play in the All-Star game with the game's best playing down in Atlanta next week.
I had heard something interesting that it actually was a good idea that it would be used with baseball's best next week, because if baseball's best buy-in, all the other players will buy in. You buy that?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And It was funny how a few pitchers, you know, who might challenge every pitch out there, and a lot of the managers in spring training of teams that the Cardinals played, and the Cardinals wanted either the catcher or the batter to make the challenge and not the pitcher. I think we had a pitcher do it once or twice. But it seemed to be something that worked quickly and really didn't get in the way of the game and got the call right.
All right, you're the voice of the Cardinals, 50-44, 5.5 back of the Cubs in the division right now. What kind of division race do you expect in July, August, September?
I'll tell you, Lou, the Cubs are really good, and so are the Milwaukee Brewers. I don't think many expected the Brewers to be as good as they were last year during the regular season, and they just keep winning ball games. And then the Cincinnati Reds are better under Tito Francona. Terry's done a good job of trying to develop a culture there and change a few things in Cincinnati. And I think he's well on his way to getting that done to make the division more competitive. And years past, everyone looked at the National League Central thinking, you know, it's not much. You got a couple of teams and nothing else. But even the Pittsburgh Pirates reeled off 6 in a row, beating the Mets 3 and beating the Cardinals 3, shutting them out all 3 games. But I told somebody with Pittsburgh after, I said, usually a team like this that's trying to refocus and rebuild, you win 6 or 7 in a row, you lose 6 or 7 in a row. Lo and behold, they've lost 6 in a row. But they're better than they have been. And under Don Kelly, I think they're playing better baseball at this point. Maybe it was a wake-up call, as I wasn't around Derek Shelton all that much. But still, that makes the division stronger and one of the strongest in baseball. But no one expected the Cardinals to be a 50-win team right now, signing only one free agent, Phil Maton, and having so many young players playing to see if they can play and how good they are. And they found out that those young players are a lot better than expected. Alec Burleson has really been good. Nolan Gorman starting to come on. He's hitting for more power, and we know what power he has. But Wilson Contreras has been terrific at first base. Very few flub-ups at first base. And I thought that was going to be a glaring spot with Paul Goldschmidt, a Gold Glover, moving on. But he's played well there. So has Burleson. And it's been a fun season to watch them. A couple of games that were tough to take over the weekend, last weekend at Wrigley Field, but they came back and they won a series against a team they feel they should have won a series against in Washington. And now we'll see what they do against Atlanta. But it's going to be tough with the Cubs and Milwaukee at the top. But the Cardinals believe they can challenge, and I won't take that away from them. They've surprised a lot of people so far this season.
John, it is only right that you're there at the rate to recognize 20 years ago when the White Sox won the World Series. You had the call, and now the voice of the Cardinals as well. John Rooney, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Runes, thanks, man.
Hey, great to be with you. Thanks, Uncle Lou, and tell Mitch Rosen hello for me, please.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.